Chet Walker is the Jazz and Musical Theater Program Director in the school at Jacob's Pillow and is among this year's Tony Award nominees for his choreography in Broadway's Pippin. The musical was nominated for 9 other Tony Awards, including Best Revival of the Musical. In addition to his Tony Award nomination, he's also nominated for an Outer Critics Circle Award, the Fred and Adele Astaire Award, and a Drama Desk Award with Gypsy Snyder for Outstanding Choreography. As director and choreographer, he is also spending his 14th season at The Pillow, holding auditions and workshops internationally for the school, as well as serving as its Jazz and Musical Theater Dance Program Director. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Chet Walker to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
It is a delight to have you on the program. I cannot think of a time coming out of a theater where I have been in a better spirit and a better mood that has lasted quite as long as when I recently saw Pippin.
Oh,
it is
that's
a
great,
glorious experience. And your story is fascinating to me, and why I'm so delighted to have you on the program. You were in the original company 40 years ago.
Say that softer.
I will. But I think it's something you also want to shout from the rooftops, because it's such a wonderful story that you see this, the first revival in 40 years,
right,
and you have bookended this.
Yes. I wonder if that means it's all over.
I hope not.
I hope not. As I say to people all the time, before this production happened, you know, Pippin changed my life. As a very young man, being in show business and doing my third Broadway show, it was a show that we were asked to sing, dance, and act. And most people attribute that to a chorus line, but actually Pippin came first. And there were only 17 of us in the show. And Mr. Fosse, I guess, believed that dancers could sing and act because we did that. And it did change our lives, because then we were held responsible for singing, dancing, and acting. And this show, when it came back, I had done a production of it a little over a year ago in London. Stephen Schwartz had asked me to be a part of that, and certainly went to do that. And it was like, you know, coming back home, but then going to somewhere new. And it's one of the interesting things about this whole time doing Pippin, because it shows an older story can be a new story. As I told Stephen Schwartz when we were having dinner one night, I said, you know, when I was a young man, I said, I looked at the show as being a turning point of my life, because I'd never seen a musical about a guy before. Yeah, there are always guys in it, boys in it, young men in it, but the storyline was not really based on their life. And I said, so related to this character and the period of time which we were in the 1970s. And what's interesting, when you look at Pippin today, same situation still exists. Maybe it's one of those shows that can play for many, many decades and centuries, maybe like a great Greek play, that it keeps continuing to ask the questions, and we still don't have the answers for it.
What is fascinating about this production, of course, and what makes it so different from the original, is director Diane Paulus's decision to enter into a world of circus and add that to the equation and to help tell the story of Pippin. I'm curious as to your reaction. She was obviously looking for you for your expertise with Fosse and having been in the original company. When she laid that on you, what was the reaction?
Oh, perfect, because if you look at our original logo that Tony Walton did, and we actually give homage to that in our show, it is of circus performers and clowns. There are three things that Mr. Fosse and Miss Verdon, who, husband and wife, collected, and that was religious memorabilia, it was matadors, and clowns. So Mr. Fosse was like so into that. So I think that the being presented with the idea that we're going to put this into a circus mode, well, originally we were a gang of players going from town to town in the original Pippin. And if you look at circus performers are a band of performers that go from town to town to do their show. And so the connecting with the idea of circus seems perfect. And it's interesting because you didn't ask this, but I'll keep going. The the way of putting circus and Mr. Fosse's choreography together and was an easy task, was not a hard task. I think when we first were presented with this by Diane Paulus, that this is what she wanted to do, I think we all kind of went, oh, this is going to be, you know, difficult, and we're going to have to really be, you know, look at this and dissect it, which we did, but it was a very easy process, and we call it acrofo-che, which is acrobatics, Fosse, and Chet, because it's a combination of all things. You know, I mean, the only thing that we do that's original to Mr. Fosse, which we, you know, we give credit to, is the Manson Trio, because it's iconic. There is no way that I could have envisioned doing a better Manson Trio than Mr. Fosse. And it fits within our in our storytelling. Everything else is an homage to him and the style of his. I mean, I spent so much of my life in that world, in Jack Cole. So it's whatever I do is kind of always an homage to, especially those two men.
It is billed as in the style of Bob Fosse. And as you mentioned, the Manson Trio, I mean, that number in the show is so faithfully recreated.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful, and it does give you that sense. Although you also, and I think I've heard you say this, that it makes sense to see these dancers and these performers do backflips, that's very Fossian just in its nature.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, interestingly enough, the Manson Trio was the first television commercial ever conceived and created for the Broadway stage. Kind of interesting that from that moment on, it took off that it's okay to do TV commercials. If you look at Mr. Fosse's work as a performer, I mean, you know, backflips are something he did all the time. I mean, he personally did all the time. He was truly into that. The idea that we have acrobatics and Fosse and Chet and Gypsy and Diane in a show seems to be, it works and fits like a glove. And I think our amazement is that the response that people have to it. You know, some people go, oh, it's Fosse in Cirque du Soleil fashion, and it actually isn't. It's circus and Fosse and Diane, Gypsy, and Chet, all put together. And I think people want to go, oh, yeah, but it looks like Cirque du Soleil. And there's nothing totally wrong with that, because Gypsy, Diane, and I all have worked for Cirque du Soleil. It's just different. It's truly, truly different. And I don't know. It's one of those things, you make a cake, and until someone tastes the cake, you don't know. It may look pretty, but you don't know if it's really good. And so we kind of like made the cake the way we thought the ingredients should be, and then we served it up. And I think we are pleasantly surprised at the effort and at what the end result is.
It seems to me, in just seeing the show and in reading a lot about it, that it would be almost more collaborative than many other productions, simply because of the intricacies. You look at a performance say Andrea Martin does, which is a showstopper, but it would seem all parties involved are part of that to make that happen.
Oh, absolutely. When Andrea Martin came to us, we had a workshop kind of situation, and then when the cerceau and the ropes and the trapeze appeared, she said, I want to do that. And it wasn't like she came with knowing how to do that. It was, I want to do that. And it's interesting because the actors all want to do the acrobatic stuff and the circus stuff. some of them already knew how to do it, like Terry Mann, already, he was in Barnum, so he knew how to juggle and he knew how to do a unicycle.
Right.
I don't want to talk about what Andrea does because it's a total surprise. But once she saw that, it was like, yeah, boom, she wants to do that. And then you find out, how does that all work? You know, in the old days is just what I love about this show, of how things were done and who people were and who you had to be the person that you had to be that person. Were people who said yes to everything. And, you know, let me try it. Let me do it. You know, jump higher. Okay. Turn faster. Okay. Get on a trapeze. Got it. Let's do it. And it's amazing because that's part of collaboration. You know, when you create something, you have an idea, but then you have to bestow that upon, you know, your cast or an individual and see how that flows with them. And in response to Andrea wanting to get on a trapeze, it was like, okay. And I guess it was okay because it just seemed like the most natural thing to do. The end result, you have to come see the show, but the end result, I think, is spectacular.
It
I
is
think
spectacular.
She's spectacular.
And again, not to give it away, but it stops the show. It is an ultimate
showstopper.
It literally
stops the show, and in a point, there have been occasions where everyone stands up and literally stops the show.
Yeah. That's what happened the night I saw it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like in the middle of, you know, it's like I've never seen that. So when that all happened the first time, the creative team looked at each other like, what did we do? It's amazing. And it's all of everyone's effort to make that happen.
And it seemed like the whole cast had a twinkle in their eye of, wow, we're witnessing something that is just really special.
Yeah.
So for you, you have this. You have all these award nominations, which is just wonderful and beautiful. And then you're gonna head here to the Berkshires and get ready for Jacob's Pillow. And you come into that situation. Do you come with new ideas and with that experience behind you?
Oh no, it engulfs me. I mean, the thing that you had said 14 years, it's kind of strange. I thought I was coming for 1 year, and now I'm there for 14 years.
14th season.
It's like, what? I mean, if you know anything about me other than what I do, one of the other things that I do is try to get musical theater and jazz dancing as an art form. And throughout the world, it is recognized in our country, which is something that's in both of those things are indigenous to our country. We really don't do much about that. And, you know, the Pillow has given me at times the platform to make that happen. And I'm trying to create a program that will have audiences like yourself come out of a theater and, you know, weeks later, months later, maybe a year later, still talk about the experience that they had. And all of that is in the teaching and in the performances. And what we have done up until this year, we've done the Jazz Happening, which is when I brought performers from Broadway up to perform and to be with the students, and the students are from all over the world. This year we're not doing that. Hopefully we can get that to happen again. But it's part of the process. It's part of what I do, and, you know, having this moment, which is, I have to say, extraordinary. There's no other awards that I could be nominated for this year, and it's a little surreal. The nominations are amazing. Winning isn't important, but you take all of that to the next project that you have.
Right.
The next project that I have actually is in Argentina this weekend. And then back to Norway before the Tony Awards. So every time, every place that I go, I take what it is that I've learned. And in Pippin, although it's been 40-some-odd years since the beginning of it, I mean, this time I've learned so much by working with Gypsy and so much by working with Diane Paulus, who is just a genius of a person. I take all of that knowledge and I bring that because that people say to me, how do you do that? And that's what keeps me young, or that's what I think keeps me young, because it's if I don't pass it on, if that's my job, is to pass it on, then it gets lost. And so there's a time ticking. You know, I'm not young. There's a time ticking, and hopefully I can pass on what it is I do, or my passion for what it is that I do, to a younger generation, and that they then will take the torch and keep, you know, keep moving forward with it.
Well, we're rooting for you for all the awards, and it would be wonderful to have you certainly pick up the Tony, and I wish you all the luck in the world. You can see Chet Walker's work, of course, at Jacob's Pillow and find out more about their wonderful season by going to jacobspillow.org. And if you have not yet seen it, please go see Pippin the Musical. It is pippinthemusical.com to find out more information, pippinthemusical.com. Chet Walker, a delight to have you on the program. I thank you very much, and best of luck with your work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Again,
okay, bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah. PippinTheMusical.com for more information and JacobsPillow.org for his work as the theater program director at the school at Jacob's Pillow. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.